Genesis is in too deep at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk, courtesy of Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is World Memorial Pet Day. It's a holiday created by the American Veterinary Medical Association as a day to memorialize pets that have gone on to cross the Rainbow Bridge. It's National Jelly-Filled Donut Day, and as of last count, Americans eat about 10 billion donuts annually. Now, jelly-filled donuts aren't actually donuts, since they don't have a hole in the middle. They predate the invention of the donut by a few hundred years. The first known recipe was published in a German cookbook in 1532. Back then, sugar was expensive, so they stuffed them with meat or mushrooms instead. Not exactly great with coffee. National Best Friends Day is also today, so call up your best friends and make sure you hang out. It's also World Ocean Day, just another reminder of how much junk we put into our oceans and the negative impact humans have on marine life. The United Nations started World Ocean Day in 1992 to raise global awareness of all the ways humans benefit from the oceans and how important it is to use them sustainably. Talk about some sweet revenge. A bakery in Lufkin, Texas was flooded with hate mail and canceled orders because they baked rainbow cookies for Pride Month. The owner of Confections took to Facebook to write, "My heart is heavy. I never thought a post that literally said, 'More love, less hate,' would result in this kind of backlash to a very small business that is struggling to stay afloat and spread a little cheer through baked goods." That message hit home with the bakery's neighbors and people across the country who stepped up to beat hate with love and their wallets. For the next 2 days, Confections sold out every item in the shop, and when there was nothing left on the shelves, people offered to donate money instead of buying cookies. And do you need another eye because you can't stop staring at your phone? If you for some reason answered yes to that question, a South Korean designer has you covered. 28-year-old Pang Ming-wook has come up with the invention to help people who can't take their eyes off their phones, a third eye to look at everything else. He created the robotic eye that people can strap to their foreheads to keep them in line. The eyelid opens every time the user looks down, and when the wearer comes within 3 feet of walking into something, the device beeps to warn you of impending danger. Pang says, quote, "This is the look of the future mankind with three eyes." I feel like we might be a little bit doomed. That is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.